Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome. This episode is brought to you by Beam. One of the best ways to prepare for sleep is with a simple nighttime ritual. That's why I love Dream by Beam, a soothing, all-natural blend designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling truly refreshed. Dream is made with a powerful blend of all-natural ingredients, reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenine, and melatonin. These science-backed ingredients help calm your body and quiet your mind so you can drift off naturally without next day grogginess. Join me and others finding Dream to become your favorite way to wind down. Beam has already improved over 17.5 million nights of sleep, helping people across the country wake up and feel their best. Beam is giving my listeners their best offer yet of up to 40% off. Try their best-selling Dream Powder and get 40% off for a limited time. Go to shopbeam.com/minis and use code minis at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/minis and use code minis for up to 40% off. Drift into deep, restorative sleep. Dream by Beam will guide you there. Make yourself comfortable, and when you're ready, close your eyes. And as you breathe in, I invite you to kind of tighten your shoulders up towards your ears, and on the exhale, roll them backwards and down. And then breathing them up to your ears again, and on the exhale, roll them back and down. And maybe doing that another time. And then on the next couple of breaths, breathing one shoulder up to one ear, and then on the exhale, bring the other one up. So you're just kind of making this little diagonal back and forth, back and forth. And completing by bringing both of your shoulders up to your ears one more time and rolling them, stretching them down your back. Maybe give a little extra wiggle back and forth for a moment. Then turning your attention inward to your breath and just notice where your breathing falls. Is it in your upper chest, your middle chest, your stomach? Maybe you hardly notice it at all and it just feels like it's in your throat. And there's no right or wrong, let's not judge it. Just notice where your breath falls for the next few breaths in and out. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I'd like you to imagine that you hold your hands in front of you, and you can physically do this in the moment if you choose, or just imagine as though it were true. And you're holding your hands cupped in front of you, and imagine what it would be like, feel like, look like, if this little rag doll, or perhaps it's a little teddy bear, is just resting there in your hands, a little rag doll or a little teddy bear of some sort, a little soft, fuzzy thing, like a child might love for years and years. And as you imagine your little doll or bear, imagine too that it has a heart-shaped patch marking that place where the heart lives. And as you look at this little doll, this little stuffed thing in front of you, you notice that it is very well loved. There may even be little bits of it that are bare, or an ear maybe a little ajar in need of some stitching. And that's fine, because this precious little soft thing in your hands with a heart on its chest is well loved in all ways and has loved well too. And so if it feels like a little bit of it is tattered and worn, that is normal and natural and makes that little thing in your hands all the more precious, adorable, and loved, because it is your heart. And just continuing to imagine what that would be like to be holding your precious little heart there in your hands, and it's a little ragged from all of the love that it has given and received. And if there's some bits that need sewing, then go ahead and imagine yourself just doing that. And it's not that the little stuffed, soft, fuzzy thing becomes perfect. It's that it becomes even more precious. And I'm going to be quiet for a minute or so while you just allow yourself to be in this space, holding your precious heart with love. And if the tears come, let them. Or you may find yourself full of laughter and smiles, and that's fine too. Before we open our eyes today, I'd like you to take a few more moments to really allow yourself to love and appreciate your beautiful little heart there in your hands. And then when you're ready, place it back inside of you, holding your hands to your chest and feeling that little preciousness there inside of you, knowing that everything is going to be okay, and I can feel my feelings along the way. When you open your eyes today, knowing that you felt your feelings and you get to continue to move forward to create beautiful things in your life, full of appreciation, gratitude, and joy. Preparing yourself now to open your eyes. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton. You are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. Create an amazing day.